Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now here's something else. So, you know, last week we ended up by talking, seeing how that we've been redeemed from going mad. We saw how we've been redeemed from confusion and becoming an imbecile, the text said. You never have to lose your mind. And it is a lie of the enemy that you have to lose your sharpness and your memory as you get older. That's just the biggest lie. If it was coincident with aging, then everybody would be the same. And they are not at all the same. I gave you illustrations of my own relatives at age 103. Just as sharp as a tack. I mean memory, just know everything that happened to short term and long term. People buy a bill of goods, they believe lies. And their own words are undermining themselves. They turn 40 years old and go, well, I don't know. My memory ain't like it used to be. I just can't remember stuff like I used to. Well, you talk that for 40 years, you're going to get dumber and dumber. And it's your own dumb fault for talking like that and believing such things. But according to Deuteronomy 28, all these things are part of the curse of the law. So according to Galatians 3:13. We've been redeemed from the curse of the law. Therefore, we will never lose our mind or go insane or become an imbecile or confused or dazed or crazed in the wits, it said. No. Somebody say, not me. What the Bible say? We have been given the mind of the anointed one. The mind of Christ. What the Bible say? Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. To be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Oh, hallelujah. He didn't give us a spirit of fear, but what? Of power and of love and a sound mind. Everybody said out loud, I will have a sound mind, a strong anointed mind. All the days of my life. I will never lose my mind. I will never lose my memory. I will never go insane. I'll have a sound mind, an anointed strong mind, as long as I live. Hallelujah. Now accept nothing less. Don't get in fear about any little symptom that comes along. Anything that tries to tell you that that's not happening, that's when you jump up on both feet and you grab this book. Oh, come on now. Somebody needs to get with me a little stronger in this. Anything trying to tell you something different. Well, you have symptoms of Parkinson's. Well, you have symptoms of Alzheimer's. Well, you have symptoms of this. That's when you grab this book and you say, oh, no. I will never lose my mind. You got to say it like you believe it. And you say the same thing day in and day out, week after week. You never change. No matter what you see or feel or don't see or feel, you stay with this and God will perform that in your life. And you'll have it. So we've been redeemed from having an unsound mind, mental capacity. Now here's something else tonight we've been redeemed from. You ready to shout some more? Oh, yeah. Look in Deuteronomy 28 and 23. 28, 23. This is the curse for the disobedient and rebellious. And it is the curse we've been redeemed from. It says the heaven that is over your head will be brass. The earth that is under you will be iron. The Lord will make the rain of your land powder and dust. From heaven, it'll come down on you till you be destroyed. Now let's just stop right here. This is true both spiritually and naturally. The natural becomes that way because the spiritual is that way. This is a heaven of brass. Brass indicates judgment and hardness. A closed heaven. And the earth is iron. The rain of your land, powder and dust. No rain. Rain has always been a type of blessing. Contrast this with the blessing of the tither. You bring all the tithe into the storehouse. He said, improve me now herewith, if I will not what? Open. Now see, that's not closed in brass and hard. That's what? Open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. There'll not be room enough to receive it. That's blessing. Everybody say blessing. Blessing. See, open heaven and blessing. See, this is closed heaven and iron earth and no rain and no blessing. Said out loud, I've been redeemed. From hardness. Do you see this? This is a hard life. The ground is hard like iron. Iron's hard. The heaven is hard and closed up like brass. It's a hard way. Are there people in this life living a hard life? I mean, everywhere they turn, they hit something hard. Why would that be? They're in the curse. Right? Tell me again what curse means. Curse means doomed or damned, destined to what?
Destruction.
For destruction. Destruction. Being destroyed. What's blessing? Blessing is when you are anointed or empowered to prosper and to for success. Glory to God. I mean, you know, you can work. See, sometimes people preach, all they preach is hard work. Well, if you work hard, you'll be successful. There are people who work hard all their lives and are not successful. Diligence is a principle of prosperity. There are things the Bible says about the diligent will be made fat. But no, hard work is not the all-inclusive key to success. Because you can work yourself silly. And if there's no blessing on your life, you'll just wear yourself out before your time. Right? Mm-mm. Oh, but when you go to do something and something else hooks up with you. Oh, yeah, you start to do it and then there's a strength beyond you that assists you. You begin to think about it, but there's wisdom and ideas that's just too smart for you to have come up with that come into your mind. And you go to do it and yeah, the people like you, but this is beyond people liking you. They just love you for no good reason. It's called the favor of the Almighty. It's the empowerment of the blessing of God. And where other people tried it and just failed and you didn't seem to half try and just sailed right on through. Other people did it and it made $3. You did it and made 300,000. In an afternoon. And people try to say, whoo, you must be smart. No, it ain't because you're so smart. It's because you are blessed. You are blessed, blessed, blessed. It's the blessing, the empowerment, the enablement to prosper and succeed, to be successful. You've been redeemed from the hard life of failure. You're going to see this more and more through these verses. You have been redeemed from a life of failure and loss. Thank you, sir. Say it out loud. I've been redeemed from a life of failure and loss. Why would you say that, Brother Keith? Because very clearly, this we're going to see more and more through these verses. It describes failure and loss. And what's the good news about this? If you can find it in this chapter here, in the curse of the law, you know you never have to have it. Because that's what Christ, specifically the Bible says, Christ has redeemed you from. Brass heavens, iron earth, no rain, just dust. What's this describe? A hard life? That's not for you. That's for the cursed, the rebellious. What kind of life is for you? The land that flows with milk and honey. The good. In fact, the Bible says the good life. Right? Who's got an amplified? Let me see it. Turn to Ephesians 2. Oh, I like this. The Lord directed Phyllis and I to stand on this when we were in the transition to move up here. We read it every day for what? A year or two? You know, the Lord will lead you to get on a verse and just stay on it for a season of time because that's what He's doing in your life. And to feed your faith until you just believe it without any reservation. Well, here it is in Ephesians 2, verse 10. I'm reading the Amplified. Ephesians 2:10. We are God's own handiwork, His workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew, that we may do those good works which God predestined and planned beforehand for us, taking paths which He prepared ahead of time, that we should walk in them, living the good life which He prearranged and made ready for us to live. Amen. Living the good life, whoo, which He prearranged and made ready for us to live. Well, what life is that? That's the blessed life. That's the blessed life. The blessed life is the good life. Sure, you're going to have some challenges. You're going to have some tests. You're going to have some things. But by the grace of God, when you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, you're where He put you, doing what He told you to do, you're going to be graced. And you'll just overcome and overcome. And you might have to stand against something for a little bit, but you'll overcome and then you'll just have the good life. Amen. The good life. The Bible talks about days of heaven on the earth.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Redeemed from Loss and Failure, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1004G. That's R-1004G, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.